The Gate and the Path. Priesthood ordinances and covenants set us on the path to eternal life and bless us with the strength we need right now. We all seek eternal life, which means being saved and exalted in the highest degree of the celestial kingdom, where we can live in Heavenly Father's presence as families. In addition to faith in Jesus Christ and repentance, the ordinances and covenants of the priesthood allow us to enter the path that leads to eternal life. No matter when you entered this path or where you are on it, whether you were born in the church or converted later, whether you have been active all your life or are just returning to church activity, you can progress along it as you focus on your covenants and what you can do to receive and keep them. And it's important to know that priesthood ordinances and covenants don't just offer the promise of a glorious future. They also give us the strength, comfort, and support we need right now in order to follow the path and endure to the end in righteousness. Path leading to eternal life, enduring to the end. See 2 Nephi chapter 31. Gate, baptism, gift of the Holy Ghost, sacrament, weekly renewal of baptismal covenant, patriarchal blessings, special individual guidance and promised blessings, priesthood conferral and ordination for young men, temple endowment, blessings for the sick, help and healing, father's blessings and other blessings of comfort and counsel, peace and guidance when needed, temple sealing, eternal life, celestial kingdom with family. Sidebar, helps along the way, scriptures, guidance and instruction received as part of the covenant between God and His people. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 57. Prayer, the Master offers us the covenant to always remember Him, and the warning to pray always so that we will place our reliance on Him, our only safety. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. From Always, Ensign, October 1999, page 9. Service, fulfilling our covenants by serving God and His children, including callings, temple and family history work, sharing the gospel, full-time missionary service. Repentance, remembering our covenants and drawing closer to the Savior when we have strayed, sometimes including help from priesthood leaders.
It is priesthood authority in the church that provides for sacred ordinances and covenants that bind families together and qualify each of us to return to God the Father and Jesus Christ in the celestial kingdom. These ordinances bring peace because they are covenants with the Lord. Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Personal Peace, the Reward of Righteousness. Ensign May, 2013, page 34.
Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Staying on the gospel path of covenants, commandments, and ordinances protects us and prepares us to do God's work in this world. From Stand Strong in Holy Places, Ensign May 2013, page 49.
Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. As you worthily participate in the ordinances of the priesthood, the Lord will give you greater strength, peace, and eternal perspective. From Power in the Priesthood, Ensign, November 2013, page 95.
End of the article, The Gate and the Path.